Mermaids and mermen mate in a manner akin to dolphins. I won't delve deeper into the subject. Gamma nodded to himself. Right, so it's hidden away in their bodies, and the stunning Princess Odette struck Gamakin on the back of his head with her open palm. Gamakin, you are not to mate with any mermaid. After all, you have us, and that should be more than enough to sate your carnal desires. Although she attempted to downplay her feelings, her blush revealed her true emotions, and she nervously tapped her fingertips together. Gamma rubbed the back of his head where a small bump had formed. Ow! He pouted. But mermaids! He whined in a petulant manner. The dragoness Amber let out a jovial chuckle that reverberated throughout her entire dragon frame, causing those clinging to her back to grip tighter. Ever since Gamakin earned the moniker Harem Master, he has certainly possessed a knack for winning over the fairer sex. The bunny priestess Usagi began to tease Odette. Are you worried a beautiful mermaid will steal Gamakin away from us with her alluring siren's call, Odette? I'm not worried, Odette denied, flipping her long golden hair over her shoulder and then regretting the motion as she started to tilt to one side. She quickly tightened her grip on Amber's scales. I don't care. Let Gamma get himself drowned by a mermaid for all I care. It's not like Gamma can breathe underwater anyways, so I have nothing to worry about.
Tut tut, Odette.
Amber chided, her deep, rumbling voice filled with amusement.
You're jealous, aren't you?
The dragoness chuckled.
It's understandable. Gamma is quite charming, but fret not. He's your lover, and his heart belongs to you. As for the mermaids, they may be enchanting, but they can't compare to the warmth and love you share with Gamma.
Odette scowled, still holding onto Amber's scales. I don't care if they're more beautiful or more enchanting than I am. I know Gamma loves me, and that's all that matters. The bunny priestess Usagi playfully nudged Odette, breaking the tension. Cheer up, Odette. If anything happens to Gamma, we'll make sure to find you another companion as charming and lovable as him. She winked at Odette before turning her attention back to the ocean that was stretched out below them. I'm right here, Gamma grumbled. Medi anxiously rubbed her hands together and nibbled on her lower lip. A siren's call? I'm sure Gamma would be entranced by it. Oh no, we're in trouble. Should we turn back? Do we even know what kind of monster we're facing this time around? What if it's a siren? Don't worry, Medi. I'll protect Gamakin from himself, as always, Henry said seriously. Gamma was smiling before he realized he'd just been insulted. Hey, what's that supposed to mean? It means you need to learn to keep it in your pants, Henry chided. Although perhaps that's already a lost cause. Gamma grew offended. Are you calling me a slut? Henry quipped. A man-slut, perhaps, to use one of your otherworlder terms. That is so not true, Gamma began to object before he stopped himself and considered the accusation. Okay, so maybe it is true with the way things panned out, but I never planned on becoming a playboy. I'm a one-woman kind of man, I swear! Henry rolled his eyes. Says the man who accidentally formed a harem. Gamma spluttered and wildly gesticulated in front of himself, displaying his irritation. Right. I see your point. His features twisted into a playful grin as he deliberately took hold of Amber's scales once more. Don't you think it's high time you established your own harem, Henry? Henry blinked.